You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Creation.
Entrepreneurship.
The next idea.
We have to make room for this ability to learn to be creative.
Over and over again, we've heard tech jobs in Michigan are going unfilled. There aren't enough students graduating with the tech know-how that employers want. And we hear students in Detroit just don't get many of the same opportunities as kids from other school districts. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea thinks he's hit on a way to help solve these problems, and it's all wrapped up in a school bus. Thomas Phillips is a graduate of Lawrence Technological University in Southfield. His next idea, the Aspire Tech Bus, something he calls High Tech Voke Tech. Thomas Phillips, welcome.
Thank you very much.
You want to bring the tech industry to Detroit students through this Aspire Tech Bus. What is a tech bus?
Tech bus is a concept I came up with a couple of years ago. I want to basically convert an old school bus into a tech lab where there are desks and workstations in the bus for students to come into. And I want to drive around to different locations in the city and teach web development or other advanced STEM programming concepts to kids in Detroit.
This is a genius idea because we know that there's nothing built more sturdily than a school bus, is it?
That's a good point.
Yeah, so you're good right there. So you're trying to give these kids the tools for college or also to maybe if they want to become entrepreneurs or get into work right away?
Right, because a while ago in Detroit, I know that high schools would prepare students for maybe jobs in factories or something like that when that was a very lucrative thing in Detroit. But now the industry and the landscape of the city and everything has changed. If you graduate from high school, I don't think you're qualified to do very much of anything right now, and I really want to change that. What I want to do is I want to prepare them to either go into one of three things. They can better be prepared for college by going through this program. They can possibly be recruited directly into a large tech company or join the entrepreneurial ranks where they can just start their own business. I want to give them the skills to go any of those three paths.
Now, I know you're still pulling this plan together and kind of coming up with what you think the curriculum should be, but give us an idea of just what you're thinking of, the kind of specific topics and work that you might be giving these high schoolers.
The first idea I have, this is a curriculum that I have developed already. It's two sessions of 16-week courses, so it'll be two full semesters. The first semester will be front-end web development, where I go over the basics of programming. To kids who have a basic understanding of computers and web and the technologies, and I'll take that understanding and show them how to actually create a web page. So the first half will be web basics and programming basics, and the second half will be using back-end technologies. I'm looking at Node and the rest of the mean stack. So I want them to learn Mongo, Express, Angular, and Node.js.
And what does that mean for those of us who don't know what that means? What is it exactly that they'll be learning?
They'll learn how to build a website as well as how to host the website on a server. They'll learn how to build their own server on Raspberry Pi, which is a microprocessor built for students. That will be their workstation as well as the server which hosts their websites. At the end of the course, they'll have the skills to build a website from scratch. They'll be able to build a server from scratch, and they'll have the hardware on which their websites will be hosted.
That's pretty great. How many students are you thinking as you plan all of this? And I know it's still, you're trying to get it up and running. How many students are you thinking you might be able to reach in a given semester?
Well, right now I'm in the planning stages. I'm just planning around 8 to 10 students for this first incarnation. But as the program grows, then we're definitely be looking to scale.
And I guess that leads to the next question, paying for it all. Mm-hmm. Where might that money be coming from? Are you getting people on board to say, yes, I want to help out with dollars?
I actually just announced it to the world for the first time, maybe about a month ago now, at the Hack the CD Cultural Innovation Conference here in Seattle. I did a presentation, and I got a lot of support that weekend. A lot of people have mentioned that they would be willing to support financially as well as helping to develop some of the ideas. So, yeah, I'm getting all of my ducks in a row so that I can start my Kickstarter campaign soon. I want to have a video explaining my ideas so that everyone who comes to the page can know exactly what's going on. And I just want to have as much information as I can to present to the Kickstarter audience.
You know, it's interesting. You just mentioned being in Seattle, and there's so much conversation, Thomas, in our state about the brain drain, about people graduating from universities in Michigan and then going elsewhere. And you wound up moving to Seattle to work for Amazon after you graduated from Lawrence Tech. Are you prepared to come back to Detroit to run the program? Was that your plan?
Definitely. Yeah, my plan when I left Detroit was to do exactly this. I wanted to go out and get the skills that I needed so that I could bring them back to Detroit. I'm kind of like the LeBron James of tech, huh?
All right. I like that.
Coming back home.
Thomas, do you think Detroit is a good test lab for growing this concept and developing something that really could be taken to school districts all around the state?
I do, because the state of the DPS school system right now, it doesn't seem to be very good from the outside looking in. So I think this is fertile ground for something like this to thrive.
And the idea that there are other struggling school districts that I'm
exactly.
sure would love to kind of get this going if you can get it off the ground and start having more than one of the buses.
Right. And that's what I'm thinking, is that if this can be like a self-sustained program that doesn't drain on the resources of DPS, I really think it could take off.
Thomas Phillips is a graduate of Lawrence Technological University. He's now an engineer at Amazon, and he is developing the Aspire Tech Bus, a school bus that's modified into a mobile tech lab, bringing that tech industry and knowledge to Detroit Public School students. You can find out more by going to his website, aspiretechbus.com. Thomas Phillips, thank you so much for being with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you for having me.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.